People exercise and play sports for lots of different reasons. To compete, to get in shape, and also sometimes for personal inner growth. In the mid-1960s, an Indian guru named Sri Chinmoy came to the U.S. to teach meditation. Now, Chinmoy was a runner and a weightlifter, and he believed physical endurance could also be a path to enlightenment. So he founded this famously grueling Sri Chinmoy Self-Transcendence 3,100-mile race. And it still goes on. It takes place every year in Queens around a single half-mile loop. So I just want to pause here to let the sheer incomprehensibility of this wash over us. This is a race where you run the same half-mile 6,200 times in a row. Shuprabha Bechter did this not just once, but 13 straight years. Her personal record is 63 miles a day for 49 days and 14 hours. Raymond Tungekar was kind of staggered.
So I got to be honest with you, when I first heard about this race, I was simply blown away. Like, I'd never heard of anything like that before. And I guess the obvious question is, why would anyone want to run 3,000 miles around a city block?
I love running, and I discovered it's like a pilgrimage when you just keep running like that. And when you have your own schedule, you don't have to go to work. You don't have to check in with, you know, faxes and phone calls and all this kind of thing. And there's a real freedom in it. And it's a way to make spiritual progress also. That's what I've discovered.
Wow. Let's just put this in perspective. This is an amazing feat of endurance. I mean, it's basically the equivalent of running from Boston to L.A. What is it like to run that distance? Doesn't it take an incredible physical toll on your body?
Well, I'm very lucky. You know, all the years that I ran the race, 13 years in a row, I haven't had a sustained injury from it. I think it does take a toll in the end, but I would never say, oh, it's such a shame I did that, you know, because I got so much out of it. I really did. And the benefits and the inspiration are something I draw on, you know, in my daily life and my work and so forth.
Just to describe this race, it's a half-mile concrete loop over and over again every day for 18 hours. I mean, I imagine that would get kind of boring. How do you break through that tedium?
Yes. If you only focus on the details of the race, the course itself, the concrete sidewalk, it is just over half a mile. If you can get yourself in the right space, and if you do try to enter into a kind of a moving meditation in your heart, then you don't feel the details of the course as much. Mm-hmm. So if you take it a step at a time, an hour at a time, a day at a time, then it becomes manageable.
I'm wondering if this run, if it differs in any way as a meditative practice. Because I would imagine that someone listening to this would just say, why put yourself through, you know, this amazing feat of endurance? Like, why not just meditate at home?
It's a matter of inner and outer. Self-transcendence we can experience not just through sports and running, but in every aspect of our existence. But it becomes especially clear if you look at it in terms of running, walking, swimming, because the idea is that today I'm running 1 mile, but then the next day you try to do more, and to go beyond your limits, that offers you a satisfaction that nobody can take away from you.
What do you think about while you're running, you know, an incredibly long race like this?
I really tried to focus a bit inward on qualities that I wanted to bring forward, pulling forward sweetness, enthusiasm, joy, these kind of qualities, imagining that I was in a garden, like a child in a garden playing. I found that if I could focus on my heart in this way, then the mileage would go much faster. In other words, if every lap I come around and I'm just like, okay, that's another half a mile, it's like, oh, it's discouraging. But if you're just focusing on the flow and you come around and you see your whoever's supporting you, your helper at that time, you know, you exchange a few words and you see the other runners and you just encourage each other, you know, then it's a joyful experience.
But as a lot of runners know also, there's at some point, you know, you hit the wall. Your body just can't take it anymore and your mind just kind of shuts down and you have no will to continue running. What do you do to push through that, or do you even get to that point?
Oh, yes, I would say quite a few times. And that's where I would try to pull the meditation in and this idea of the running in the garden and the idea of running and feeling I was a small child. You know, so it's a very nice idea because then you don't feel your actual age. You know, you kind of go beyond that and you imagine just, you know, if you think of a child is all kind of innocence and purity and joy, really. But since we all have a whole bouquet of beautiful qualities inside us that we can pull forward, then, you know, this is something that can work even for an older person.
For people who aren't spiritually inclined, I mean, what can they take away from your experience? I mean, are there things we all can do to make running more meditative or self-transcendent?
Well, I would say yes, definitely. I think everybody, many people who are involved in sports would feel a difference between, you know, when you're just experiencing the joy of your running or swimming or hiking, and when you're focusing only on the mental aspect of, you know, how hot it is and how tired you are and this kind of thing. I mean, anybody that's done a marathon, I think, has had to pull forward something from inside. And also the inspiration and encouragement of our teacher who, as the years went on, he became more and more kind of involved in the race. In the beginning, he would stop by once in a while, and then by the end, he was visiting us at least 3 times a day if he was in town. And the last 2 years, he was writing like a kind of a poem or prayer for each day, and it would be posted. And I've actually brought it, if you'd at some point like to hear a couple of them.
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Okay, so these were prayers that that Sri Chinmoy wrote with the runners in mind, and these were written in 2006. And this is from the beginning of the collection. I run the world's longest race to dine with God's boundless grace. And then there's another from the last day of that race. Today's victory we celebrate, only to invoke a new goal.
Wow, that's really lovely. And so are you thinking about this as you're running? Like, are these mantras for you?
You know, they really are, definitely. And the first one about I run the world's longest race to dine with God's boundless grace. I think I mentioned before that I never felt I was doing that race alone. I really had so much support, not only from my friends that were helping me, but also from above, I have to say. There's absolutely no way. I mean, you are not here with me. You cannot see. I'm quite a small person. And physically, you know, I'm quite slight. And the reason I've been able to complete these long distances is really through my prayer and meditation and through God's grace. And the other one, at the end, which was my last day of running that year, today's victory we celebrate only to invoke a new goal. For me, that's very inspiring because I think you were asking, like, at the end of the race, you feel sad if it's over. And actually, this is that notion that, yes, the race is over, but that means I'm looking for my next challenge, wherever I'm going to find it, you know. I'm going to invoke a new goal. And that's, to me, that's part of my spiritual life. It's part of life for any of us. You know, you reach the end of something. You can say that's your, you know, you've completed your distance. That's fine. But you don't want to think of a finish. I'm finished. No, I don't want to feel I'm finished. I don't want to feel I've retired. I want to feel like, no, I see a new I see a new goal. I see another mountaintop I want to get to.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Shuprabha Bechtjord has run the Sri Chinmoy Self-Transcendence 3,100-mile race for 13 years in a row. The annual race takes place around a half-mile loop in Queens, New York, and her personal record is 63 miles a day for 49 days and 14 hours. Raymond Tungekar talked with her.